And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, July the 14th, 2018. It is Bastille Day in France, celebrated as the anniversary of the day in 1789 that an angry mob of revolutionaries stormed the Bastille in Paris. Originally built as a fortress, then was a prison, often housed political prisoners who had been sent there without trial. The French were on the verge of revolt against the monarchy and Louis XVI. The Bastille was a beautiful symbolic target, and the revolutionaries were scheming to bring down the prison, liberate the inmates. Though actually there were only 8 prisoners there in early July. One of them was the Marquis de Sade, who gave us the word sadism, who'd been imprisoned many times, this time on the recommendation of his mother-in-law, who was angry at him because he'd seduced his sister-in-law, who, before the Marquis came along, had been intending to be a nun. The Marquis was annoyed by the impending assault on the Bastille because it meant that the prisoners were locked up. They weren't able to walk along the ramparts of the castle. So he used his urine funnel as a megaphone and shouted through the windows of his cell that his fellow prisoners were being brutally massacred and called on people to come rescue them. And that got the crowd riled up. The guards had the Marquis de Sade transferred to an insane asylum, and then 10 days later, hundreds of revolutionaries did storm the Bastille on this day in 1789 and freed the 7 remaining prisoners, and the governor in charge of the prison was murdered, and his head was carried around Paris on a pike. It was on this date, 1881, Billy the Kid was shot and killed by Sheriff Pat Garrett in New Mexico Territory. Billy the Kid was an Irish kid from New York City, William McCarty Jr., and he was working for a rancher named John Tunstall, who had opened a store in a county, Lincoln County, that had long been monopolized by a businessman named Lawrence Murphy. So there developed a power struggle between the two different factions, each side with its own lawyers and criminals. And Tunstall was on the losing side. He was killed by a sheriff's posse in 1878. And Billy the Kid, who had been quite close to Tunstall, retaliated by ambushing and killing the sheriff and a deputy. He was on the run for a couple of years. He was captured, then escaped jail again. Finally, the new sheriff, Pat Garrett, went up to Fort Sumner, and with 2 deputies in tow, he ambushed Billy the Kid at the fort, and he shot him. Billy the Kid, 22 years old. Billy the Kid, the subject of novels and poems, dozens of movies, and songs by Woody Guthrie, Bob Dylan, music by Aaron Copland, song by Marty Robbins, and many, many others. Today's the birthday of the Swedish director and writer Ingmar Bergman, born in Uppsala in 1918. His father, a very strict Lutheran minister, gave out harsh punishments for even the smallest infractions. Bergman lost his religious faith by the age of 8. And he got a little projector, a magic lantern, and he began putting on shows, studied theater in college, made his way into the film business, rewriting screenplays. His first big international success came with Smiles of a Summer Night in 1955, followed by The Seventh Seal and Wild Strawberries. It's the birthday of Christopher Priest, born near Stockport, England, science fiction novelist, author of more than a dozen novels, including The Prestige, which begins, "It began on a train heading north through England, although I was soon to discover that the story had really begun more than 100 years earlier." And it's the birthday of Woody Guthrie, born in Okemah, Oklahoma, 1913. He was in his 20s when the dust storms hit Oklahoma, and he followed the workers who were moving to California and began to write songs about them, about people who had lost their farms and their homes. Like many people at the time, Woody Guthrie thought the Depression was a sign that capitalism had collapsed. He wrote a column for the Communist Party newspaper, The People's World, but never officially joined. Wrote thousands of songs, including Pastures of Plenty and This Land Is Your Land. Here's a poem by Robert Frost, Acquainted with the Night. I have been one acquainted with the night. I have walked out in rain and back in rain. I have outwalked the furthest city light. I have looked down the saddest city lane. I have passed by the watchman on his beat and dropped my eyes, unwilling to explain. I have stood still and stopped the sound of feet when far away an interrupted cry came over houses from another street, but not to call me back or say goodbye. And further still, at an unearthly height, a luminary clock against the sky proclaimed the time was neither wrong nor right. I have been one acquainted with the night. A poem by Robert Frost. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.